Alright, so it's been a long time, so I know we left off in the middle of something, but I don't know exactly what point we were up to, so, and probably since it's been over 2 months since our last class, it would just be okay if we accidentally go back a little bit. But so we were in the middle of our discussion of Hashiva Shoftinu, and we were discussing the line of Moloch Alinu Bechesed Rachamim. We discussed Moloch Alinu Ata Hashem Levadcha, actually you Hashem alone ruling over us. We discussed a couple of points about that. So now we were in the middle of discussing. Perhaps we're about to begin discussing the Umaloch Alinu Atasham Levarta Bechesed Uverachamim, that you should rule over us Bechesed Uverachamim, in Chesed and with Chesed and with Rachamim. So, not going to discuss too in depth exactly what the difference between Chesed and Rachamim are. A lot of different approaches that you'll find in different Mefarshim. We'll just say very briefly, we're not going to spend too much time tying it in, but just for the sake of completion, one idea, one definition, that the idea of Chesed is when Hashem does something when there's really no reason that this person specifically deserves to receive something, but Hashem gives to them nonetheless. So that Olam Chesed Yibane, say that Chesed was the, so to speak, the impetus for creating the world. There was nothing. There was, it's Chesed, it was, you know, the, so to speak, catalyst for the creation of the world. The world obviously didn't deserve to exist before it existed. There was nothing there. It was just merely giving with no reason that should be giving. However, when we talk about Chesed, Chesed is also has the on the one side that there's no reason that the person deserves to receive it. On the other hand, there's no reason that the person specifically deserves not to receive it. So Chesed is where there's no real reason why they deserve it. It's, you know, in a certain sense, we call it an arbitrary gift, but it's a free gift. But there's no reason they shouldn't get it. As opposed to Rachamim. Rachamim is after a person has messed things up, after a person has a specific reason saying why they don't deserve to get something, when Hashem has Rachamim and He gives them nonetheless. So we say that in the Yud Gom Midos Rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, the first Hashem is in Chesed, and the second Hashem is in Rachamim. The first Hashem is before the Aveira, but it's still the Midah of Hashem, the Midah of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midah of Chesed, because even before a person has ever done an Aveira, still Hashem created them and gave them everything, and if you were absolutely perfect, you could break even with Hashem, and no one's absolutely perfect, so at best, you know, that even your breaking even with Hashem is only going to be after He gave you life. So there's going to be, before anyone ever did anything wrong, it's still going to be Chesed. And then after there's a reason why a person doesn't deserve, then it's Rachamim. So the difference between how Chesed and Rachamim are meted out or accrued, that Chesed is when there's no reason for the person to receive, but there's also no reason for them not to receive, and therefore Chesed is kind of the person receives Chesed and it's straightforward because there's no reason they don't deserve it. However, when it comes to Rachamim, Rachamim is working upstream. You're starting from a point where you really don't deserve it, and therefore Rachamim only exists in the context of, you know, what we would call a deferred payment kind of thing. That it's a pass that you're not where you're. It's on an expectation of the future that right now you don't deserve based on your past performance, based on where you are now. You're not necessarily deserving. But Hashem will extend Rachamim on the basis of that you have the ability in the future to get somewhere, to get to where you're supposed to be, and therefore Rachamim will be extended on that kind of there's a combination, so to speak, of Chesed and Din that goes into Rachamim, that on the one hand it's not deserved, But on the other hand, it's not just completely ignoring the fact that that you did something wrong. It's still with the it's on the expectation that we're going to look at a bigger picture and expect that in the long run that the person will get where they're supposed to be, that they have the potential, the ability to achieve something in the future. So just to umloch aleinu bechesed uverachamim, that you should rule over us with chesed and rachamim. So just what's the that it's with how does it fill into the flow of the bracha here? What's the context in this bracha? So I think this point we said before, but Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Yakar says this idea that what we say is that Hashiva Shoftenu Kavari Shona, return our Shoftim, right, and that when the Shoftim are returned and they're carrying out the din, so when there's din lamata, when din is being carried out properly in Beis Din, when the balance is being restored in the appropriate channels through the way it's supposed to be done in this world through Beis Din, when din is being carried out appropriately lamata down here, so then ein din lamala, there's no din above, which doesn't mean that there's hefker. That means that it's not necessary for Shemayim to carry out the din. When din is being carried out lamata, when din is being carried out appropriately down here in our world, so then there's no need for Shemayim to carry out the din to mete out justice if justice is already being appropriately balanced in this world. So we are, when din is being carried out in this world, when we have Hashiva Shoftenu and din is being carried out in this world, what we're left with is that Hashem only does Chesed V'Rachamim. We're left with Umloch Aleinu Hashem Levatcha B'Chesed V'Rachamim, that Hashem is only doing Chesed and Rachamim because the din is already being carried out. It's not necessary for Shemayim to execute the din, and therefore it's only the, you know, the schar, it's only the reward, it's only, you know, so to speak, the positive aspects of the relationship that Shemayim still has to fill in. And therefore, it's Hashiva Shoftenu, Umloch Aleinu B'chesed Rachamim, that through the Hashiva Shoftenu, through the reinstatement, the returning of the Dayanim, so then we'll have that your rulership over us, Hashem, will be only with Chesed and Rachamim, that the din in the Mishpat will be unnecessary. the Eitz Yosef says that we're making a bakasha, or declaring our hope in the way in which Hashem should become the ruler over us. That we're asking, or we're hoping, that Hashem should become ruler over us through Chesed and Rachamim. He says, as opposed to, there's another option. Hashem is going to become Melech over us anyways. But the pasuk says I don't remember for sure, but in the Chazkel, pasuk says, "Va'ha'ola al ruchachem hayo lo sihia," that which you are thinking is that which you are considering, hayo lo sihia, it's not going to happen. Asher atem omrim, that you are saying, "Niya gam kegoyim kemish b'chos ha'aretz," that we should be like all the other nations, to certain, like all the other families of the earth, l'sharis eitz ve'even, that we should, that will, and we'll go serve, you know, rocks and wood, meaning we'll go worship of Avodah Zarah, that we're going to, you know, be, we're going to, you know, Hashem has maybe been turned away from us, and now, okay, so the relationship is over, we're going to leave him also, and we're going to cut ties, and we're going to go be just like everyone else. Chai ani no'om Hashem Elokim, im lo b'yan chazak uvizro netuyo v'chema shefucha em lo chaleichem. That says Hashem that by my life, I swear that if it has to come to that, then through a yad chazak uzor netuya, through a strong hand and an outstretched arm of a chema shefucha, with outpouring of wrath and lo chaleichem, that's how I'll rule over you. That Hashem says that the relationship that we have is not something which is severable. It's not something which can be terminated. The relationship is there either way. You have the option of how that relationship is built. you can come back to me and the relationship can be the chesed of rachamim, the relationship can be a relationship which is through being mekabel ol malchut shemayim. But Hashem is going to be our melech either way. Hashem has a mission for the world. Hashem has a purpose for creation, and that purpose isn't going to be squandered because of our disinterest. Says Hashem, if you don't want to accept me as melech, so then it's not going to be as pleasant of a way, but the malchus of Shemayim will be expressed either way. Hashem is going to rule. So Hashem is going to rule over us. Mimonafshach. Hashem is going to be the ruler. However, it's going to come about. It can be through chemashechucha. It could be through this outpouring of anger, of wrath, or it could be through chesed v'rachamim. And so, with hashiva shovtenu, with the proper leaders, we'll be in a position, we'll have the guidance, we'll have the perspective to be able to accept the malchus of Hashem willingly, and then it will be b'chesed v'rachamim. So, hashiva shovtenu k'varishon of yuatenu k'vatachila, we have the appropriate role models, the appropriate shovtim, the appropriate yoatzim, those who can guide us in the right way and be able to see the beauty of living Torah life and the beauty of the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And with that hashiva shovtenu, with that reinstatement of the appropriate Jewish leadership, so then mulchaleinu b'chesed rachamim, then we'll be able to accept your rulership, b'chesed rachamim, that your rulership will come about in a way which is pleasant, which is through chesed and rachamim, because we will be interested in, you don't have to force the relationship upon us, you don't have to take us to be to show your malchus, but we are willing partner in that relationship, and that will be through chesed and rachamim that malchus will be executed, will be expressed. We will be willing partners in that relationship. Just one last idea, one last point. The Avnei Eliyahu connects. Right, we're talking about Malok Ata Hashem. The Chazar Rachmi talks about the continuation of Umloch Ata Hashem Levadcha, that it's you Hashem alone, the Chesed V'Rachamim. That when it's you Hashem alone, when it's Umloch Ata Hashem Levadcha, then it's B'Chesed V'Rachamim. Then it's with Chesed and Rachamim. He explains what does that mean. And he says it's the same idea as what we say in the brachos of Kriya Shema, in the piyut of Kael Adon that we say on Shabbos morning. So we say Zechus u'mishor lifnei chiso, chesed v'rachamim lifnei chavodo. We say that Zechus u'mishor, which means merit and straightness or justice, lifnei chiso, are before his throne, chesed v'rachamim lifnei chavodo. And chesed and rachamim are before kavodo, who translate as before his honor, before his presence. So the Avnei Eliyahu explains that the kisei of Hashem always, almost always, represents the idea of din, the idea of mishpat, that Hashem is yoshev al kisei lishbot es aretz, that Hashem sits on his throne. We often associate the idea of a throne with the idea of a melech. He's in his position of rulership, and so the position of command. So the idea of din, the idea of the kisei Hashem, the idea of the din of Hashem's, executing, controlling, and running the world, and the zchus u'mishor lifnei chiso, that when it's lifnei kiso, when it's in front of the kisei of Hashem, it's in front of the midah of din. So then, it's according to the kisei represents the mishpat, the heavenly court. So when it's in front of the Beis Din Shalmala, when everything is being run according to mishpat, according to justice, according to the din that's carried out in Shemayim, so then it's Zchus U'Mishor, then it's everything is according to Zchus, according to merit, and according to Mishor, according to Yashras, according to straightness, according to strictly what is the Shuras Hadin, the strict line of judgment. Everything is exactly as the letter of the law, exactly what's deserved, and not an iota more, not an iota less. Everything runs exactly according to the book. However, when it's lifnei chavodo, when the din is a kadosh baruch hu bechavodo v'atzmo, when a kadosh baruch hu, not through the heavenly court, but when a kadosh baruch hu himself is carrying out the din, and when a kadosh baruch hu himself is the one who is taking control, so then there's chesed v'rachamim. Then not everything is necessarily according to the strict letter of judgment. Even those who are not necessarily deserving can also be found to be deserving or to receive. That then when it's not through the method of channels of strict mishpat of the din of shemayim, so then it's chesed v'rachamim. So it's zechus u'mishor lifnei chiso. It's merit and straightness when it's lifnei chiso, when it's in front of Hashem's kisei, and chesed v'rachamim lifnei chavodo. But when it's Hashem bichavodo uva'atzam, when it's Hashem Himself, so then it's chesed v'rachamim. So when the din is atah Hashem levadcha, when it's, as Avni Eliyahu explains, when it's atah Hashem levadcha, when it's you Hashem alone, when you yourself are taking control, so then it's bechesed v'rachamim. When melocha aleinu atah Hashem levadcha, bechesed v'rachamim. When it's you Hashem levadcha, so then it's bechesed v'rachamim. Then the din itself is carried out through chesed and rachamim. Just to go into this concept a little bit, I just wanted to go through how the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, in the second chiluk of Derech Hashem, we're talking about the ideas of Hashgacha. So he talks about these ideas of exactly how things work through the Beis Din Shalmala, through the, you know, in Shemayim, as opposed to through Hashem himself taking control. So he discusses that in Shemayim, we also have the that the Gemara in Brachos says that in Shemayim, that the Malchusa de Shemaya, Malchusa de Rekia Kein Malchusa de Ara, that the Malchus, the kingdom of the heavens, is parallel to the kingdom of to human kingdom, the human court, or the human rulership. And the Ramchal explains that just like we have in this world, so there's a whole complex system of justice, of rulership, that there's he says, Hainu Bebate Dinim Sanhedros, there's a court, there's a Sanhedrin, there's a high court, Imkol Darchem Chukoseim, they have their methods and their laws, and Hihine Sidir Bate Dinim Shonim Shonim Tsarim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also set up different courts, different heavenly courts of spiritual bodies of different levels. There's the higher courts and lower courts, and they have the different things that they're responsible and the way in which they function and they work according to their rules. And the Ramchal explains, to read it a little bit, says, Imashi Shesidir Odvazeh. This is in Chelek Beis Perek Vav, Os Gimel, the Ramchal says, "Who shall lo yavo li shafit inyan me inyanim b'shum beis din me'ila?" That nothing is judged in any of these courts. Ad she yuva lefanav mipkidim shehivked inyan zeh, until the agents which are set up to carry out these tasks come before them. V'hayin sheini hivked bechatzu yizbarach shmo pekidim in asuga malachi. Hashem appointed certain types of angels, sheyashgichu al kol inyanim ahovim ba'olam, that they watch over everything that happens in the world. The Elu Yavoa Beis Din Shalmala, and they bring it up to the, or they come to Beis Din Shalmala, to the heavenly court. The Ya'idu Al Advarim Sheisigu, and they testify about what they saw. The Al Advarim Sheisigu V'Nigla, and that which was revealed to them. The Az Yavoa Inyanim B'Mishmat, and then everything is brought into court. Then everything goes through the court system. A number of psukim that demonstrate these ideas, and the Ramchal is not going to read through all of it. Basically, that there's the method of din in Shemayim itself, which runs through a strict system. This is the idea. The Ramchal is explaining this in the context of, this is the idea of Mishpat. Mishpat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that it is, so to speak, that the din, and in a certain sense, the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, is tied down to our actions. That according to what we do, there's a system of how the din is carried out. There's a court, and it follows the rules, and it testifies about what happened, and they judge it, and they execute the judge. And there's a head of each court, and each of the courts has a certain spiritual whatever malach or whatever body it is that's in charge of that court, and they carry out the din, and they send a sentence, and everything is exactly al pi mishpat. Everything is carried out is precise and exactly how it's carried out. There's an exact system which everything feeds into, and there's no escaping the system. The system is no different than the system of physics. No different than the system of a human court. That the court that they have their laws. They have you listen to. Sometimes I particularly exciting. I listen to C-SPAN, and you listen to Congress, and you know it's tedious. The bylaws of points of order and the exact processes they have to go through. But that's the way the law works. So. And Shemayim is there's no less of that. There's an exact system of how everything goes through, everything works through a precise, defined system, and everything is measured and everything's carried out exactly according to that system. And that's one aspect of how Hashgacha works. Hashgacha works strictly al pi mishpat, and that mishpat, that justice, is expressed in the exactness of it, in the rigidness of it, and there's no moving from it. And when things work through the system of the din of Shemayim, so then there's no budging. But then the Ramchal describes, moving over to Chilik Beis Perek Ches, the Ramchal describes that there's another level, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, since he created the world with a purpose, and our actions are not going to be able to subvert that purpose, and there's times when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to fulfill the purpose of the world, so to speak, overrides the system. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, when Hashem is, at the end of the day, Hashem created the system, he's the Melech, he's above the system. Hashem is not Meshubad, he's not subjugated and bound to any chok, to any rule, and he can override the system and act according to his will. So when Hashem himself is sitting in judgment, so then things run however he wants them to run. He's the king, he can do whatever he wants. A malach, when it's done in the Beis Din, and a malach is in charge, and he appointed malachim over that exactly this way and this way, a malach is bound to follow, is required and bound and limited to following the mishpat, to following the book. The pasuk that we have in Sefer Shmos after the after the fate that Hashem tells Moshe that not interested in the Jewish people, and Moshe davens and says please take us, and then Hashem says okay fine, but I'm not going to lead you, I'm sending a malach. And Hashem says, "Hine anochi shaleach malach lefanecha." I'm sending an angel to go before you. And Hashem says, "Be careful to listen to everything he says, ki lo yisa l'pishachem, because this angel is not going to tolerate your infractions. He's not going to tolerate your negligence." This is something specific to the malach that he's telling them. When Hashem, meaning when I'm in charge, when I'm the one running the show, when I directly am leading over you, so of course you should listen to God also. But there's a certain leeway. If God is the one in charge, so he can bend the rules. But now I'm sending a malach. And a malach is not going to have any patience for your sins. He's not going to have any patience for your negligence, for your infractions. Because the malach is not going to make his own judgments. The malach is going to respond exactly what the din demands. Because that's what a malach does. Understand it, a simple mashal. That you have a king, and the king sends instructions to, a certain town of how to judge the rule, of how to judge, certain cases. So the judges in that town, so no matter what the situation that comes before them is, so all they have to go on is the instructions that they got. They got a list of instructions, their authority only comes from the king, and what the king told them is all they have, so they have to go by what the king said. The king gave them a list of rules, the king gave them the book to go by, and so they go by the book. It doesn't matter whatever. If they would be rebelling against the king if they decide, you know, we feel it's a little bit different here, we just have to change it here, this is how. They don't. It's not up to them to make the decisions, and if their way of following the king is to do exactly what the rule book says, because that's all they have. But if the king himself shows up to town, so whoever comes to court that day, it's not a breaking of the law. It's not a breaking of the system. If the king himself decides to rule it differently, to pardon someone, to let someone off, to be stricter, to be less strict, as he sees fit, because the whole point of the system is that what the king says goes. When the king's not here, what the king says goes means that exactly as the king laid it out, we're following that to the letter. But when the king himself is here, what the king says goes is expressed by, if he says he wants to do it however he wants to do it, then that's the way that the system is going to be run. And that itself is an expression of the absoluteness of the Malchus of Hashem, that he's not bound. At the end of the day, there's the system, but he's not bound to the system. A Kadosh Baruch Hu can override the system, that he can impose the rules as he wants them to be executed. That itself is an expression of the Malchus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and therefore, when it's run through the system of Shemayim, so then everything goes according. Then everything goes exactly according to the book. Then it's Zechus U'Mishor Lifnei Chiso. Then it's before the Kisei of Hashem. It's before the court, before the Beis Din. Then everything is strictly according to. Do you deserve it or do you not deserve it? And if it's deserved, then you get it. And if not, then not. And everything works exactly by the letter of the law. But Chesed V'Rachamim Lifnei Chavodo. But when it's Hashem Himself is the one who is sitting at the head of the court, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself takes control, so then there's room for Chesed and Rachamim, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is the system, he's the source of the system, he is the one who makes the rules, and therefore he's able to override the system, he's able to redefine the system, to make exceptions, and that's what Chesed and Rachamim, right? Chanosi es asher achon, marichamti es asher arachim, afal pi she'enu kedai, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if he doesn't deserve it, this is what I decided, and that's the, I define the system, I define the rules, and therefore I can override the system, and that's the umloch ata Hashem levadcha, that you Hashem alone, you take control. Don't run things through the system of mishpat. Don't run things through the system of the Beis Din of Shemayim. But ata Hashem levadcha, you Hashem yourself, by yourself, you run the system. You take control, and then it's bechesed v'rachamim, and then the din itself will be carried out with chesed and rachamim. All right, stop here for tonight.